The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Taking on Lebo and hoping to avenge the state semifinal loss to the same Wolves team one season ago. It's the 11th appearance at state basketball for the Axtell Eagle Bullies, and they're looking to advance to the state title game for just the second time, having won it all in 2013. But of course, Axtell's been doing a lot of winning lately. The defending state track champions, the three-time defending state football champions who have the longest winning streak on the gridiron in the Sunflower State, and at it here again today under ninth-year head coach Jason Tynan as the Eagles look to take on Lebo. The Wolves come into this game with a record of 17-7. Just like last season, they are the number six seed in this state tournament bracket, but they pulled off a first-round win and a tough opening-round win over Northern Valley it was. Lebo prevailing 59-56 to get to face number two seed Axtell, who also had a bit of a struggle in the first half, but then pulled away and won easily against Beloit St. John Tipton on Wednesday by a final score of 51-32. The Eagles now 22-2 on the season. The winner of this game will face Cunningham, who is the number four seed in the state championship game, which is tomorrow at 4 p.m., The loser of this game will play the number one seed, Dighton, in the third place game tomorrow at noon as a one-loss and number one seed Dighton team was upset earlier in 61-58. But it's
some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. And welcome home to Community National Bank.
Welcome back to Great Bend. Justin Fluke with you, getting set for the Axtell Eagles semifinal here in the 1A D2 Boys State Tournament. And I'm joined now by Axtell head coach Jason Tynan. Coach, congratulations through the first round for the second year in a row and back here in the semifinals against Lebo today. But talk a little bit about Beloit St. John. Seemed like it took a little while to get going, but man, that second half was great for your team to pull away for the win Wednesday.
Yeah, we did a good job in the second half of executing our game plan. We wanted to be tough defensively on them. Number five is a really good shooter for them and averaged about 15, 16 points a game. We held him to eight or nine, so we did a good job there. And then we rebounded the ball really well. I think we had 43 rebounds. That was kind of our goal, is to do that as defensive and rebounding, kind of wins you games this time of year.
How big of a difference is it to having been here last year and played three games and now to kind of get past that first game? It seems like that's always kind of a huge hurdle to just kind of settle back in, let that the nerves kind of work themselves out and then get ready for the next one?
Yeah, doing that last year was a huge thing. We had four guys that played in that game last year, and that was a big thing. We had a couple freshmen that kind of were a little nervous, and a couple of sophomores were still a little nervous, but they came out of that after the first quarter and kind of settled down. And the second quarter, you could really see the team that we truly are, and we dominated there and pulled away.
Jason Tynan joins us as Axtell Eagles are 22-2, and today get Lebo. So, of course, this is a rematch, and I'm sure you guys kind of saw this opportunity when the bracket came out, but I would imagine your guys pretty hungry and excited to get another crack at Lebo here today again this year at State.
Oh, yeah. We had a coin flip. We could have played them first round, and as a coach, I'm glad we played them in the second round. They're a really good team. The boys are excited to match up against them and try to have a little revenge game here. But we try to talk that down a little bit. Just play basketball, do what we're supposed to be doing, rebound and defend, and get up and push the ball up the court just like we always do, and try to keep them as calm as possible.
Is there a couple big challenges with Lebo that you think are kind of keys to being successful here in this matchup against them today?
Yeah, the Shoemaker kid, number 21, and the Oswalt kid. I think the Shoemaker kid average is 21. The Oswalt kid, maybe 15, 16. I mean, he's a big load inside, and we don't really have somebody that's a big body like that. And he has a tool bag full of tools there that he can use down to the post. Gets a lot of offensive rebounds. We got to try to keep those two under control. And even number three for them, he may not look like a great basketball player, but he's a pretty heady basketball player. We kind of tell the boys that he plays old man basketball like you see at the rec league, but he does a really good job. We're going to have to defend really well tonight to have a chance in this game.
Final thought, Coach. I mean, you've only lost two games all year, but I looked in your single-digit games this year, and you're 9-0. And, of course, you expect great games from this point forward in a semifinal and a potential championship or third-place game tomorrow. But what is it about these guys? I mean, obviously winning three state football titles in a row, winning state track last year. Is there something that you think gives this team confidence that you hope if the game is close today that they can find a way to push through?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely them. We were down 12 at halftime to Blue Valley going into the sub-state semifinal, and I walk in the locker room. I was thinking I was going to have to do a big motivational speech. I walk in there, and they're just looking at me like, "We're fine, Coach, just relax." I'm like, okay, I trust you. They came out and scored 48 points. I mean, they just have something about them that they'll find a way, to get it done when they need to. And so, it's an easy feeling as a coach, but sometimes it's a little nerve-wracking as well. So, they've done a good job, and I just hope it continues tonight.
No doubt. Best of luck here in the state semifinal against Lebo today, Coach. Go get him.
All right, thanks, Justin.
Jason Tynan, head coach of the Axtell Eagle Boys. Our pregame show continues live from Great Bend here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
KMZA.
Earlier today. In that game on Wednesday. Three title game appearances under their belt. Two seniors on their team. They did not make a three-pointer in their win on Wednesday. Axtell, happy to... That is Eli Brockerman, the 6 foot junior, and Brandon Schmelsley, the 6 foot 2 inch junior for the Eagles. Also, you have in double digits, 6 foot sophomore Colin Shaughnessy, who's averaging nearly 12 points per ball game. Shaughnessy had 11, Schmelsley had 15, and Eli Brockstrom had 18 in the Eagles' opening round win on Wednesday. They also got 7 from Wyatt Detweiler, the 5'9 freshman in that contest. Axtell stayed down here after the game Wednesday, had all day yesterday to kind of take in a little basketball, relax, and get set for the state semifinals today. We know both these teams will play again tomorrow. The winner will play at 4 o'clock in the state championship game against a surprising number 4 seed, Cunningham, while the loser of this game will play at 12 noon tomorrow in the third place game against the number 1 seed, Dighton, who was knocked off and just took their second loss of the year, falling to Cunningham earlier here today. The Axtell Eagles will be the home team on the scoreboard as the number 2 seed, and in their home white uniforms, there's a lot of red and blue. The Lebo Wolves colors are red, and Axtell, of course, is red, white, and blue, but there's a lot of red and some blue inside Barton County Community College Gymnasium here getting set for this game today. Should be a fun.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Electric Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
Welcome back to Great Bend, Kansas, with studio engineer Kirk Kilman, Justin Fluke with you. Just about set for the opening tip. Again, the Lebo starters include 5'9 junior Caleb Durst, 6 foot senior Dominic Reisner. Also starting 6'2 senior Grayson Shoemaker, 6'2 junior Andrew Conrad, and 6'3 junior Zachary Oswald. They're in the red. Lebo. And Cody Fusing, a 6'2 senior, rounding out the starters for Jason Tynan, head coach for Axtell, Lebo. I just spoke earlier saying that Axtell. Games 25-2 as our opening tip goes out of bounds, and it'll be Lebo basketball. Man-to-man defensively. Lebo. Wolves, Caleb Durst looking inside Oswald. Now back to Durst. Still again matched up. Here's a jumper in the lane. Turnaround shot missed. Rebound tipped and out of bounds off Lebo. Good defense there by Wyatt Detweiler for Axtell. Was able to get penetration with Durst moving into the lane, but missed kind of a wild turnaround shot and not giving him a good look was Wyatt Detweiler. Now the Eagles on offense for the first time today. They'll move it right to left in the home white uniforms. Rocksterman around the horn to Boosie. Now in the left corner, it comes to Detweiler. Back up top and backdoor cut. Detweiler mishandled it. Now gets it back, tries the reverse layup and missed. And the rebound by Oliver. Empty on their opening possession. Here's Reisner. Has it stolen away. Wolves into the half court. Shoemaker gives to Conrad over to the corner. An open three. It's Durst. He's not their scorer, but he's already attempted to miss two shots, and this one goes out of bounds. That was a three from the front. No pressure by the Wolves. They'll settle back into a also man-to-man defense here in the opening frame. Grady Boosting averaging 6 points, four boards an outing. Got the game's first two in transition. Here's Eli Brockstrom getting it to Schmelzley. Now back to Brockstrom. He'll send it over to Boosting on the right wing. Now on the far corner it goes. Axtell, quick ball movement here. Lebo tried to switch on the screens. It comes back near side to Brockstrom. Only 2 minutes gone by. Crossover dribble. Shoemaker into the lane and then traveled as he went to put up. He was set. Axtell will set up offense as they hand it back to Schmelzley. Brandon attacks. His reverse layup is too strong. Rebound controlled by Reisner. Axtell hustles back defensively. Finding their man as Coach Tynan encourages his team from the near sideline. Just down in front of us on the right. Oswald at the foul line. Wastes the dribble. Now sends it back to Durst, who flips it to Conrad. He attacks left of the lane. Without his dribble, now in trouble. Flips it back up to Shoemaker. Shoemaker can't get off a shot. Now a tough fadeaway through it. Axtell giving nothing. Eagles looking to score in the half-court offense for the first time. Skip pass. Three-point land distance, but missed on the first long one by Brockstrom so far tonight. 3 minutes now gone by. Eagles leading 2-0. Tried to feed it down. Dribbling up the court, it's Andrew Conrad that lost the handle, giving the Eagles an extra possession. Now another three put up. This one missed by Colin Shaughnessy. And a fight for the ball. It's going to be knocked out of bounds and going to stay with the home team in white as Eli Brockstrom was battling for that rebound. Now our first sub of the game, and it's Axtell's Grant Boosting that'll come in, replacing Grady Boosting, both 6'2" seniors, Grant averaging 3 points and three rebounds per game. Quick inbounds, shot up. This one rolls off, missed by Eli Brockstrom, and the rebound controlled by the Wolves. Pretty quick pace to this game, not much scoring. 3.5 minutes gone by, still 2-0 Axtell. Both teams in the half court really struggling shooting the basketball. Here's Durst again into the lane, running into some trouble, and another traveling call. Four minutes of basketball. Away from the screen goes Wyatt Detweiler. He'll leave it out for Shaughnessy, who now finds Schmelzley on the left. Back to Detweiler. To the left side to Grant Boosting. Both teams man-to-man defensively. Both teams haven't scored in the half court with over 4 minutes now expired. Schmelzer looking underneath. Nothing there from the foul line. Can't get off the shot. Rockstrom comes and takes it across the court. He goes to the far side. Out now in the corner to Grant Boosie. Grant gets it back to Eli. Eli flips it up to Boosie. Calling at the elbow without some trouble. And he'll get one now as Shaughnessy sets the screen. Dribbling left. Eli flips it out to Schmelzley. Very patient possession here for Axtell. They've had it for 40 seconds. They still lead 2-0 in this game. Just waiting for both teams to kind of hit a shot, settle in a bit. A rematch from last year's state semifinals here in Great Bend. Schmelzley getting into the lane and a foul called. It's our first foul of the contest, which is 3 minutes and 17 seconds to go in the opening quarter. First foul tonight going against Weibo. It's on Andrew Conrad, and that is his first personal foul. Axel made 7 of 21 three-pointers on Wednesday. Told you Weibo went 0 for 4 from three-point land Wednesday in the opening round here at State. Brandon Schmelzley looking to attack. Tough shot, partially blocked mid. So getting on the offensive glass for the first time, but still no points to show for it. Down to 2 minutes, 50 seconds left here in the first. Making a three, it's Reisner. Reisner to the basket. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound by the Eagles. Axel again trying to push it in transition. Here's Colin Shaughnessy. Stop and go. So just one turnover, great defense, but the shots aren't falling. Only one substitution, and now the second one brought in for Axel. It's still the starting five. In for Axel is Landon Schmitz, talking about him being able to recover from injury and get back with his team here for the postseason run. And we're going to have our first foul against the Axel Eagles whistled here. It's on the floor, so still no free throws in the ball game. Landon Schmitz averaging 6.5 points a game now as a sophomore coming back from the injury. There's a drive around the right side and a shot in the lane that bounces in. Grayson Shoemaker finally gets the win. 2 minutes to go. First quarter. Still drive and kick. Now penetration by Eli Broxton. He went up and got fouled, and this will give us our first free throws of the evening. It's also foul number 3 against Lebo here in the first quarter. And the personal on Zachary Oswald. So Oswald and Conrad, each of their big guys inside, each with a foul. And to the line for the Eagles goes Eli Broxterman. He was 3 for 4 on Wednesday, scored 18 points. 70% this season and nothing but nylon on his first attempt here tonight. Axel was good at the free throw line on Wednesday. We'll look to continue that as Broxterman scores his first point. Gives the Eagles back the lead and makes the second free throw as well to put the home team up 4-2. First points were by Grady Boosing for the Eagles. Those came with a transition opportunity. Here's Shoemaker setting things up. Now Conrad drives and kicks to the far side. Caleb Durst, he's muscled up by Landon Schmitz there and throws it out. First substitution for the Wolves is Aiden Ferguson. He's a 6-foot freshman. So freshman in, Ferguson, the first sub off the bench for Lebo here today. Axel's got the ball. They lead 4-2. Minute 15 left, clock moving first quarter. Schmitz up top to Brockstrom. Eli gets it back to Landon and sends it to the near wing. Shaughnessy drives baseline, tried to scoop pass, but stepping around and stealing it away. Great defense by Grayson Shoemaker. That's turnover number two against Axtell, who leads by two. Reisner fakes the three, fakes the handoff pass, drives to the left baseline. He's double-teamed, gets it back on the wing to Ferguson, the freshman who just checked in. We're down to 45 seconds left in the opening quarter. A roll scoring first 8 minutes here in Great Bend. Three-pointer straight away. Conrad, no, but a late contact whistle and a foul that will result in three free throws as Landon Schmitz picked up the foul, got there late after the shot, and he'll pick up his first personal foul, team foul number two, and give Lebo a chance for three freebies. Andrew Conrad, switch. He did not shoot free throws, any of them, on Wednesday. It's his first one tonight, has two more coming. That's his first point, averaging 7 and 5 rebounds a game. Free throw number two is off the mark. Conrad scored 10 on Wednesday. Caleb Durst comes back in, giving a breather to Reisner in the backcourt for Lebo. Third free throw is also no good. Rebound tipped, and Landon Schmitz has it. So Lebo makes just one, and then... We got 20 seconds left. Legals have been.
Let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With Spots, Crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Kirk Kilman. Justin Fluck with you, Great Bend, Kansas. On to the second quarter we go. It's Axtell leading 4-3 over Lebo in a state semifinal rematch from a season ago. Lebo quickly tried to attack it inside. Conrad, and he's called for a 2 second lane violation. Six turnovers on Lebo. Axtell from the field in the first quarter made 1 of 12. Lebo in the first quarter made 1 of 7. Axtell also got a couple free throws. That's why they have the 4-3 lead. And Axtell with the basketball here early in the second frame. And the ball stolen away as Grayson Shoemaker steals it for Axtell's fourth turnover here of the night. See if both teams can settle in a little bit offensively after a tough shooting start in that 8-minute stretch. Turnaround jumper, good, count it! The old 3-point play. First 10 and had a big 21-point 13 rebound night against Northern Valley on Wednesday. Foul is on Grady Boosting, Grady Boosting of Axtell, and that's the first lead now for Lebo. The 3-point play converted as Oswald first 3 points, put the Wolves on top, 6-4. Brandon Schmelzley. Couple big dunks give the Eagles some momentum on Wednesday. And then a foul from behind, and it's going to be number two on Zachary Oswald as the Eagles tried to force it inside there to Grady Boosting, and Oswald from behind trying to reach around and deflect it. May have to go to the bench here. That's his second personal and first foul of the second quarter on the visitors. Logan Sandman has checked in. Sandman, a 6'3 freshman for Axtell, as Lebo tips into the backcourt, but the Eagles go and get it. Axtell now down two, and Coach Tynan trying to find some offense. Schmelzley looking to attack into the lane. Tough shot. When going up with the Schmelzley to the left wing. This is Wyatt Detweiler. And then a timeout called by Axtell. Jason Tynan will take the timeout. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll have a chance to step away as well. 6 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Now in the second quarter, a quick 5-0 run.
Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville wants you to know about their special program offered to teachers in Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. It's called Debit for a Difference, and it offers grants that are funded through their members' use of their debit cards. Membership is not required to apply for a grant. Teachers, find out more about the Debit for a Difference program for Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties by contacting the Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin, flip back with you to Brighton County Community College. Third game of the day. Second and last one on the boys' side as Cunningham knocked off top seed Dighton. Cunningham, the number 4 seed, awaiting the winner of this game and tomorrow's 4 p.m. State Boys Championship 1A Division 2. Axtell with the basketball out of a timeout. Led 4-3 at the end of a quarter, but now find themselves down 8-4. Brandon Schmelzley, Logan Sandman, Eli Broxterman, Grady Boosting, and Wyatt Detweiler on the floor out of this timeout. A couple minutes gone back. See if they can attack Oswald. Has got two fouls in the truck. That's the deficit to two. Good hustle, Wyatt Detweiler. Missionary will give it to Axtell as Lebo had the basketball to begin this second quarter. That is 7 turnovers now against Lebo. 4 so far on the Eagles. We have it down by 2, moving right to left here in the second frame. Coach Tynan with 2 fingers up on his right hand. Both teams have been man-to-man defensively since the opening tip. Detweiler on the left side, bounces it to Schmelzley, who sends it over to Broxterman. J-Box calls for the screen and gets it. And playing dangerously there with 2 officials say it was a clean block out of play, and so the Eagles keep it here with under 5 to go. Broxterman gets a screen from Sandman this time, and now goes back to half court as the ball again was deflected. Left of the lane, here's Sandman. Logan Fett. The freshman will head to the line, so both teams with freshmen off the bench seeing the court here. 2 for Axtell in the first half, and Sandman to the line. That's foul number 2 on Lebo. First on Reisner. And the free throw stays in there. As the Eagles have a point off the bench. Logan averaging 4.5 points, 2.5 rebounds per game this season as a Frosh. One more free throw to tie it. And that one is no good. It missed it a little long. Rebounded by Zach Oswald again to protect the 1 point Lebo lead. 4:40 to go. Shoemaker kicks it up top. Conrad thought about a three. He'll drive and send it to Durst in the corner. Durst dribbles across the blue paint. Now shoots on the right side near the elbow. Off no good. Rebounded by Wyatt Detweiler. Great job by the Eagles. Rocksterman spots it. With 4 minutes and 16 seconds left, Axel bringing Grant Boosine back into the game. And also returning after a quick rest is Colin Shaughnessy. Colin, a guy that can get it going from three-point land, and you feel like Axel just kind of needs that big momentum shot. Down 8 seconds. Shoemaker, foul on the floor, but the Wolves will keep it here. And this is going to be the second foul against Axel's Brandon Schmelzling. So that's not good. The 6'2 junior picks up his second. Heard Coach Tynan talk about four of these Eagles getting great experience and playing minutes in the state tournament a year ago, in which Axel ended up placing fourth. Down low. This time Oswald can't get off the shot. He sends it up top. Three-pointer in and out. Missed by Reisner, and then Axel couldn't quite hang on to the rebound as Logan Sandman was being kind of pressured and bothered. The 7 are the Wolves, the number 6 seed with a record of 17-7. 3:48 to go. We're in the second quarter. Inbounds, 3-point shot. Shoemaker in the corner. Still no good. Neither team's made a 3. Axel wanting to push it. Here's Brockstrom slamming on the brakes. Up top to Sandman, and now over on the right wing, it goes to Shaughnessy. Back up top, Brockstrom to the left. Schmelzley, who stays out there with 2 fouls, lost the handle, skips the pass. Over to Shaughnessy. Can't get off the 3. A screen set by Shaughnessy. Now the long short by Shaughnessy. Battle for the rebound, and Sandman keeps it alive. Axel will keep the possession here, still trailing by 1. Oxterman defended by Reisner. Both teams have been great in a man-to-man D. It was 4-3 Eagles at the end of one quarter. A 5-0 run by Zachary Oswald put Lebo ahead momentarily by 4. Nice pass and a seal and a miss. They did a tremendous post-up that. Possession arrow going to Lebo on that timeout for the rebound as Lebo maintains the 1-point lead. And had his man sealed, he turned and was wide open, nothing between him and the basket, but just couldn't get the shot to go for Grant Boosie. Durst, not really the score. They're giving him a little room as he dribbles around. Everybody else in denial mode defensively for the Axel Eagles in white. Now Durst attacks again, stops, he's blocked. As just leaving his feet, Logan Sandman going to pick up the personal, and that's going to be his first. 2 fouls for Schmelzley of Axtell, 2 for Oswald of Lebo. Free throw no good for Caleb Durst. He's got 1 more coming. Landon Schmidt's back in for the Eagles. Sandman will go out. Axtell's played 8, and Lebo's only played briefly. A freshman came in for just a minute or so. Here's another missed free throw. Ball laying under the basket. Lebo diving for it, but cannot save it in. So 2 missed free throws by Caleb Durst. And Lebo from the free throw line here in the first half has made 2 of 6. 2 of 6 from the line. Axel is 3 for 4. But the Eagles are still down 1 point. With 2:20 to go in the first half. Schmelzley up top. Eli Brockstrom drives, shot left short, rebound Oswald, able to take it away. He clears out the defenders. Conradi now gets it to Shoemaker, who comes into the half court for the visitors. Lebo in the road red unis with white numerals and letters. driving to the near sideline. It's Shoemaker in front of the Axtell bench. Now they reverse it over to the left wing to Reisner. Reisner attacks baseline. Double team. Good help by Landon Schmitz again defensively. And a whistle away from the ball. Not sure. Oh, lost his glasses. Lebo's Dalton Reisner lost his glasses. The 6 foot senior, one of just two seniors on the Lebo team. As Grady Boosin comes in, replacing Grant. And Lebo will keep the ball. They stopped play because the glasses of Reisner, and Reisner kept telling the official, hey, it's because they got slapped off my face. Where was the foul? Official not buying it. Durst to Conrad. Now an open shot from the foul line. It's Durst off the back iron. Rebound. Schmitz had it. Now it's into the hands of Brocksterman. Brocksterman spins and has it taken away at half court. Grayson Shoemaker steals it and goes and lings it in. Grayson Shoemaker has a couple. Attacking and laying it in from right in front of the goal. Axtell back within one. Just over a minute left to go here in the first half. Eagles need to stop. Conrad to Shoemaker. Shot up. Grayson Shoemaker with back-to-back. Hands on it, and the Eagles will be rewarded for the hustle play by Shaughnessy as they keep it this time on the jump with 49 seconds to go in the second quarter. Axtell inbound down by three. Neither team again has been able to connect from long distance here in the first half. Brandon Schmitz gets it into Brocksterman. Just two free throws so far for Eli. Brandon Schmelzley's got 4 points to lead the Axtell. Eagles, he holds it on the left wing, gets a screen from Boosin, now finds a cutter, that's Brocksterman, his shot is up and bounces off, rebound, again, chased down by the Eagles. Landon Schmitz keeping a lot of things alive for Axtell on both ends of the court. Good hustle play, as now we're down to 25 seconds left here in the second quarter. Bill Play, Shaughnessy on the left to Schmitz, across the lane, kick to the corner, Brocksterman. Now passes top of the key. Here's Boosin along two. That one missed by Grady. And with 10 seconds left, Lieber. But it's not going to be a shooting foul with just 1.6 seconds as it's only foul number three on Lebo here in this second quarter. So Axtell going to have to catch and shoot quickly to try to get something off in one of the lowest scoring games that the Eagles have had in quite some time. Baseball pass across half court is deflected by Lebo, and that's the end of the second quarter. And the Wolves maintain that advantage throughout the rest of the half. They're up by three at the break. It's 12-9, Lebo over Axtell. Our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. It starts after this on FM 92.1, KMZA, Seneca.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They'll come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you'd like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Access denied.
We've all been there.
when you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network? Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
The State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is your hometown full-service bank. When you invest locally with the Axtell Branch, you do business with people you know. Your money stays in the community, and your funds are easily accessible. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services provided. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the local community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome in. We're at halftime in Great Bend with the Weibo Wolves leading the number 2 seed Axtell Eagles. Our halftime score 12-9. Certainly not a shooting clinic here in the first 16 minutes as both teams really struggle. And the conversation here across Media Row is that the defense has been, okay, pretty decent, man-to-man both teams throughout. But really, there's been plenty of open shots, plenty of, paint shots, even some putbacks. Wide open threes haven't gone down. The teams combined go 9 from three-point land in the first half. And how about this? Axtell from the field total makes just 3 out of 24 shot attempts. 3 of 24 for the Eagles in the first half. They were 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Axtell out-rebounded Lebo 20-15 and had a couple fewer turnovers as Lebo ended with 7 turnovers in the half and Axtell only had 5. How are you still in the game whenever you make just 3 out of 24 shots and no threes in the first half? Well, when your opponent goes just 5 of 16 and also misses all of their three-pointers, and Lebo only 2 of 6 from the free-throw line as well. So they shot 31%. Axtell shot 12%. 12% shooting for Axtell in the first half. That's not going to continue. And they had some decent looks and just kept kind of waiting for a big shot to fall, the three, or a big putback. Two of the three shots by Axtell were attacking by Brandon Schmelzley, just going right at the basket down the middle of the lane and kind of scooping it up and in through some contact. The first basket for Axtell, and the only one in the first quarter, came on a breakaway transition opportunity that left Grady Boosting all alone, and Axtell actually had another opportunity but missed a wide-open layup on a breakaway transition opportunity later in the first half. Axtell led 2-0 nearly 6 minutes into this game. And it was 2-2, and then the Eagles got a couple free throws. They led 4-3 at the end of one quarter, but it was 5 straight points by Zachary Oswald, the 6'3 junior for Lebo, that gave them the lead that they've yet to relinquish as they went on that 5-0 run, led 8-4. That was the biggest lead for either team, a 4-point margin in the first half. Lebo leads by 3 at the break, 12-9. Here's the first half scoring for Lebo. Grayson Shoemaker has 6, Zachary Oswald has 5, and Andrew Conrad has 1 for Axtell. They were led by Brandon Schmelzy with his 4 points. Grady Boosting had 2. Eli Broxterman 2-for-2 from the free throw line, but no field goals for Eli. And Logan Sandman made 1 of 2 free throws to round out the Eagle offense here in the first half. Just one tie and one lead change in this ball game, but both teams trying to make some adjustments in the locker room here at halftime. Starts here and go. D.edu. More of our Highland Community College halftime show is coming up. on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
At Seneca Baileyville Veterinary Services, we have a team of doctors to help you with the health care of your livestock and companion animals. This is Dr. Ridinghouse, and we have the resources and experience with our staff to make sure your animals get the care needed when they need it. With full-service locations in Seneca and Baileyville, we can provide all the products and assistance necessary. In Seneca, call 336-2456 for me or Dr. Jones, or in Baileyville, call 336-6647 for Dr. Burkett, and we will be at your service.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Don't let the uncertainty of livestock markets keep you awake at night. Farm Bureau Financial Services can help you protect your cattle and hogs with Livestock Risk Protection, LRP. Contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, Kansas, or Anna Baker and see how we can help you protect your livestock operation and your bottom line. Now that's smarter insurance for agriculture.
Western Agricultural Insurance Company, an equal opportunity provider. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
Medicine is a special calling, and we would like to acknowledge our incredible medical staff in honor of Doctor's Day on March 30th. We would like to recognize Drs. Tony Barkowski, Jared Snyder, Heather Myers, and Alexander Hermish. Nurse practitioners Lori Leaker, Erica Winkler, Alexis Sawalmer, Erica Blesher, and Tiffany Engelken. Physician's assistants Sherry Wessel, Marcy Evans, and Jeremy Brandt. And our CRNA, Harry Stewart, for their hard work and dedication and loyalty to our patients. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
They beat Topeka Hayden 64-49 earlier today. The Hanover girls did win here in Great Bend 56-28. Hanover girls trying to defend their 1A D2 state title. It's the starting five, Durst, Reisner, Shoemaker, Conrad, and Oswald for Coach Dennis Becker's team from the Lyon County League that beat Axtell last year 68-52 in this same state semifinal game. Reisner drives, shot left short, rebounded by Eli. Step back. Shaughnessy couldn't get off the three. Here's Boosie down low. Jumper up ahead. Good stuff. Lebo going under the basket. Now kicking on the left wing. Here's a three. Reisner. He got it. First team to make a three in 10 tries. Now, for four, their biggest lead of the game. It's a four-point margin. 90 seconds gone by. Here in the third quarter, both teams still man-to-man defensively. Two fouls. Whistle as Broxton took a big jump stop in the paint. And then before he could do anything else, quick whistle and the officials rule that Jonathan does stay with Axtell, who trails 15-11. Under their own basket, Wyatt Detweiler will trigger it in. Does so to Broxton across the paint, through the screen. Tough shot, no look, and he's fouled and will shoot two. Kind of had to just throw it up with his body perpendicular to the goal. First foul on Lebo in this third quarter. Eli Broxton was 2 for 2 from the foul line in the first half. He's got two more coming here. First one is off the back lip twice, hit the front iron and bounced out. Axel now 3 for 5 at the line. Lebo went 2 for 6 in the half. Foul for Lebo's on Reisner, who hit the three, but now has his second personal foul. Second free throw good. Eli Broxton now has 3 points, and the Eagles are down by a tray. 6 minutes to go here in the third. Shoemaker up top, Reisner dribbles away from Broxton, kicks it over to Durst. Durst attacks. Finger roll shot up and in. Caleb Durst, able to finish that time, getting into the paint. Here's Schmelzley in transition. Now he awaits, and we're back 5-on-5. Schmelzley, a hard bounce pass to Detweiler, now on the baseline. It's Boosin again. Brady Boosin has made a couple. Grady's got 6 points. Now a drive and a shot. Lebo leads. Here's Colin Shaughnessy. Roxton on the near wing now, right in front of Coach Tynan and the Eagles bench. Schmelzley skips the pass over to Detweiler. On Brandon Schmelzley. Coach Tynan wanting an explanation with the official. Lebo will bring it ahead with a 5-point lead and 5 minutes on the clock here in the third quarter. Landon Smith is waiting to check in. Reisner gets the pass back to Durst. And now Shoemaker will work against Brandon Schmelzley in a screen set. And Brandon Schmelzley, and you could tell Schmelzley picked up his third, didn't come out of the game. They go and set a screen on him, and I think that might have been a little bit of acting by Caleb Durst as well. Making the call, and Coach Tynan still visiting with the officials and very hot down in front of us here at the moment. We'll stay. Seconds to go in the third quarter. It's Lebo.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
Hey, o'clock on KIR 93.7. Leave a... Daniel? So Brandon Schmuck. To 17. Rockstroman got another open look, but that time Eli couldn't knock it down. Halfway point of the third quarter. And it's kicked by Lebo. It'll stay here on the Axtell end as Brandon Schmelzley's off the bench pleading to his team, yelling out there, giving some instructions for Eli Brown. Gonna have to only watch now for a while, picking up his third and then his fourth fouls real quickly and checking out with 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. Eagle basketball. Working with a couple defenders on it there at the low block for Axtell, their first turnover this half, number six for the night. 3:44 to go, third quarter. Two fouls on each team here in this third frame. 21-17, Lebo leads by four. Reisner stays in with his three fouls. Nobody else has more than two. There's a tough shot missed. And again, Grayson Shoemaker having trouble finishing at the rim. Rockstroman ahead to Dan. Grayson Shoemaker. Colin Shanti lets it fall. For the rebound, but a foul going to be called against Grady Boosting, and that is his second. So Boosting's got two. Smelsley's still on the bench with four.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Dustin's look back with you here in Great Bend. 2:41 to go, third quarter. It's Lebo leading the second seed Axtell Eagles 23-17. Lebo won the state semifinal last year against Axtell, who had placed fourth. Lebo lost the championship game last year in this state tournament. Lebo with the basketball on the timeout. Axtell has three timeouts left, and Lebo has four timeouts remaining. And this is going to be a foul on Landon Schmitz, a little reach-in. It's his second, and that's foul number four on the Eagles in this quarter. So any more fouls on Axtell would put Lebo at the line, but they've not been great there so far, just 2 of 6. No free throw attempts in the second half yet for Lebo. 2:22 on the clock. Lebo's lead of 6 points currently is their largest of the game. They were up five when Brandon Schmelzley picked up his fourth foul, but then Eli Broxton hit a three, and since then, the Wolves have answered with a couple baskets. One by the big guy inside, one in transition, and here's a push foul again, trying to get through the screen, as Andrew Conrad setting the screen that time. I think he's going to get the two free throws, as they say Landon Schmitz kind of pushed him down, trying to fight through the screen. So it's a third personal now on Landon Schmitz. Two quick ones on him, and two free throws here for Andrew Conrad, who made just one of three free throws in the first half. He was fouled late on a three-point attempt, only made one of those three, and he makes the first one here. Pushes the lead to seven. Point number two for Andrew Conrad. Five players have scored for Lebo. Just four different players have scored for Axtell today. Next free throw is rattling out, and that's got to be an over-the-back rebound foul here on Grayson Shoemaker, and it is. Just the third foul against the Wolves here in the third quarter, and on Grayson Shoemaker, it's his first personal foul. 24-17. Axtell got one big shot by Eli Brockman. Now they need another. Logan Sandman is checked into the game. Here's Shaughnessy working inside. Nothing there. Now Sandman out to Grady Boosie. Drive shot missed by Colin Shaughnessy, and the rebound by Reisner of the Wolves. Minute 45 left here in the third quarter. It was 12-9. Lebo left. A 12-8 third quarter advantage for the Wolves. Axtell tried to take a charge there as Detweiler hit the deck. It was a no call, but the shot missed by Lebo. Now, three. This is Shaughnessy. Can't get off the two, and he'll kick it back out to Sandman. Now the pass skipped over to Grady Boosie. Back it comes to Shaughnessy. Now Broxton gets a touch. He's back to the basket, and he tries to get closer to the rim. Out to Boosie behind the three-point line. Now Shaughnessy on the near wing. It comes to Schmidt, who does stay in the game with three personal fouls. Now a three up of it. Reisner and Lieber. Just in front of him. He drives on. Minimal contact. Boosie took point. Frustrated as he goes and sets beside Grant on the bench, and the Wolves will try to hold for a final shot to increase the 7-point lead here at the end of the third frame. 10 seconds left. Eagles still man-to-man. They cannot foul. Do not foul. 5 seconds left. Durst hands it. Big collision in the paint. This one's a chalk. Second personal on Conrad. And Axel's got 2 seconds to get a shot. No. 27.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Along the studio. In the second quarter, and now picks up his third foul. So you have three for Oswald and three for Reisner, and Conrad has two. That's it for Lebo. For Axtell, Brandon Schmelzley picked up his fourth with 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Grady Boosting has three fouls. Landon Schmitz has three fouls. Taking some time to get a little perspiration cleaned up off the deck. Axtell has Logan Sandman out there, Wyatt Detweiler, Landon Schmitz, Eli Brockstrom, and Colin Shaughnessy. So no Schmelzley or either Boosting on the court here right now for the Eagles, who trail by seven. For the second time here tonight, Axtell led 4-3 at the end of the first quarter. They've not left. Tough shooting night, really, for both squads, but especially the Eagles. Both teams still man-to-man D. Brockstrom gets it, trying to get around the Sandman screen. He scoops it up and missed it, and it's out of bounds off Lebo. Winner this game will face Cunningham tomorrow at 4 in the state title game. Loser will face top seed Dighton for third tomorrow at 12 noon. Inbounds to Brockstrom, and a foul, and I think this one's going to get the Eagles to the line for a couple. No officials from Northeast Kansas today. It's Randy Richter, Adam Vowinkel, and Jim Reiner that is our three-man officiating crew, and it is going to be two free throws for Eli Brockstrom of Axtell, is 3-for-4 from the line so far today. Axtell needs any and everything they can get, especially with the clock stops here down 7, but that free throw's in and out, no good. Maybe you bring in Brandon Schmelzley. Four fouls on the 6'2 junior. Both he and Eli Brockstrom averaging over 14 points a game as Eli hits the second free throw, and he's got 10 points to lead the Eagles here tonight. 27-21. Half a minute gone by. We're in the fourth quarter. A rematch of last year's state semifinal game here in Great Bend. Lebo going to show some patience. Reisner against Brockstrom. Bounces it to Shoemaker, who's got 10 points to lead the Wolves. Crossover dribble by Shoemaker. Pulls up on the baseline from 18. No good. Rebound tipped. And now, and it's headed towards half court. And the official called the kick, which I'm not really sure because neither team really had the possession or the ball. And the kick, of course, only matters on the defensive side. We got more perspiration on the floor. I think big old Zachary Oswald that fell down there at half court as Coach Dennis Becker brings out another towel to make sure there's no slippery spot. 6:55 to go, fourth quarter, 27-21. Axtell through three quarters, making just 7 out of 33 shots. Is 21% shooting from the field here today. They did make 2 3-pointers, both by Eli Brockstrom in that third quarter. 2 threes made as well by Lebo in the third quarter. Wolves get it in to Conrad, who sends it up top to Durst, who hands it now to Shoemaker. Reisner takes it to the left side. Conrad cut off on the baseline. Reisner back down, though, to Conrad, who got behind the defender, but missed it. Apparently Zachary Oswald is sweaty because he's hit the floor 3 times now, and we got to clean up the pool each time he's hit the deck. 6:33 left to go, fourth quarter. The jump ball will keep it with Axtell on their offensive end. Down 6 and back into the game. Here's Brandon Schmelzley. So he comes back in with 6:33 to go in the fourth. picked up his fourth foul with 4 minutes and 50 seconds left in the third. So he set out for almost a full quarter here in the second half, not quite. He's got to be smart. Rocksterman, Sandman stays out there. Shaughnessy and Detweiler also on the floor. Here's a long three. That's 29-24. Down low, Sandman nearly. They might take a couple. Finally. Boy, quite the scrum there to get that loose ball rebound off the missed shot by the Eagles. Maxwell has extended the pressure now. It's full court man-to-man as Brockstrom defends Shoemaker. Able to take it across the timeline. Keep the dribble all the way to the baseline. Lob a high pass to and now nearly losing the basketball. Looks like had a lot of it. On Axel, that's foul number one here in the fourth quarter. Two fouls on Lebo in this fourth quarter. We'll keep an eye on that. The possession arrow does favor Axel as we're down to just over 5 minutes now remaining. Dump down pass to Oswald. Pass came from Shoemaker, who was able to penetrate the paint and then find the big man who will go to the line to shoot two. 3 of 8 is Lebo at the free throw line tonight. Zach Oswald is 1 for 1. He had a 3-point play in the second quarter, part of a 5-0 run by him that gave Lebo the lead, and they've not relinquished it since. First free throw, good. 8 points for Oswald. Second free throw, good. 9 points for Oswald. Lebo leads by 9-4. Their biggest lead of the game with under 5 to go and a 3. And Sandman hits the 3. He completed it down.
Get your garden seed this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
With studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Flick back with you here in Great Bend. 33-27, Lebo leads Axel by 6, and Lebo has the basketball. Out of the just turnover number 8 against Lebo. Don't forget the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show will follow the conclusion of this game, and we'll get you the Farmer State Bank of Onega player to bank on during our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Rocksterman with the dribble, now Shaughnessy over to Schmelzley. Out there with 4 fouls, the only player on the court playing with 4. 3 by... Shoemaker and Lebo's. Axel down six. Reisner holds it. Screen set by Shoemaker. Still have Schmelzley on him, not switching on the screen, and now he drives up. Harrison Shoemaker was trying to call a timeout, and so Dennis Becker says, I'll just make it a full time.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
KMZA.
Justin. Axel. Lebo will throw it into Reisner. He'll work against Brockstrom and now pass it across the timeline to Conrad. Lebo's played only two guys off the bench, one of them a freshman, only played a few seconds. Axtell's gone a little bit deeper off the bench, but they've played only eight. Reisner and Lebo playing a little keep away now. Lebo keeps the ball, 2:42 to go. Axtell going to need to find a way to steal some possessions here in this game and obviously make shots. Been a really tough thing to do here throughout the day. Now a reach-in foul on Axel. This is going to be their third foul of the fourth quarter. So just one more foul to give, and this one on Wyatt Detweiler will be personal foul number two. Detweiler goes on. Boosie is on the bench. Brandon Schmelzley still out there with four. Lipo led by three at halftime. They were up seven coming into the fourth quarter. After Axel had left tonight, Shoemaker drives, can't get a shot. Axel's turned it over only a couple times here in the second half, and only seven total turnovers for the game. But Axel cannot afford turnovers at this juncture, down eight as we approach the 2 minute mark. Shoemaker around two screens. All Raymond Schmidt scores his first point. Raymond is Grady Boosing with 6. Logan Sandman and Brandon Smeltly each have 4. And now 2 for Colin Shaughnessy and 2 for Landon Schmitz a moment ago that made it a 6-point game. 37-31. That's still trying to come from down 8 here in the final 2 minutes. They'll set up some full court pressure once again. Running the inbounders, Brandon Smeltly, who again has 4 personal fouls. Inbound to Shoemaker, double team, skip pass over to Reisner. Reisner, slow dribble, here comes a double team as he picks it up. Back to Shoemaker, still in the backcourt. Now to Reisner, gets it across the top, seconds to spare. Now Shoemaker attacks, scoop shot. Grayson Shoemaker. He's kind of holding the cap, though. But no free throws yet. So Schmelzley's in his right calf. He was hobbling and hobbling after making that 3, and Coach Tynan wanted to know how long he has to make a substitution, and now he's going to get even longer as he takes his final timeout.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
KMZA.
Joseph, look back. Minutes tonight. Caleb Durst, the junior, free throw. Ooh, that was ugly. Kind of slingshotted it up from his right shoulder and missed it badly, and he's got one more coming. Tom Axtell, I'm fouling that guy as every single chance I get. 71 seconds, all that remains. Next free throw, again missed. Rebounded by Landon Schmitz. Eagles need to hurry. Down by 5, still time. Go. then they throw it away on the ensuing inbound. Shoemaker's got 20 points in this game. Three fouls on Schmitz, three on Sandman, three on Detweiler. Free throw no good. And the rebound. It'll certainly go to the other end for a couple of free throws, and it'll be Andrew Conrad, I think, shooting free throws this time. 43-38. Again, Axel has come. Make some pay. Now the free throw is good. It puts the lead up to six. Conrad has a chance to make it a three-possession lead with just 6 points for Andrew Conrad. His second free throw is no good. Axel needing to hurry. 30 seconds left. Down by six. Schmitz gets it ahead to Brock. Two seconds remaining. Reisner going to have a chance to push it to a three-possession lead. Foul on Colin Shaughnessy is first. Double. Reisner has 5 points in this game. He was 4-for-6 at the line Wednesday, 0-for-1 tonight. Leibov leaving the door gently cracked open by missing some fourth-quarter freebies. Again, Coach Tynan has no timeouts remaining. Second free throw, Reisner got it. 7-point lead. Timeout now by Lebo. 22 seconds to go. Eagles trailed by as many as 9 here in this second half. We're going to keep it here, Kurt, during the timeout. Just a 30-second timeout. From down 9, they were down 8. With 2 minutes to go, 37-29. Next thing you knew, it was 36-39. That was a 7-2 run by Axel to get it to one possession. But then 4 points on the other end for Lebo, including an offensive rebound off a missed free throw and a putback, giving him a little more separation and keeping Axel at arm's length. Axel lost to the same Lebo team in this semifinal game a season ago, 68-52. Axel's got to go the length of the court. No foul. Away from the basket, if they can. Here's Detweiler. Into the half court. Eagles down 7. Detweiler to Brock. Hits a 3 on the right wing. It's no good. Offensive board by Sandman, and he's fouled. It's only the third, and it's not on a shot. So with 15 seconds left, the Eagles will inbound underneath their own goal. 45-38, Lebo, led by 7, coming into this fourth quarter. Somehow it's still that long. Backdoor cut, and the scoop shot missed by Sandman. Rebound on the deck. Schmitz had it, kicks it up top, a 3-ball. And the Wolves make it another crack at a state title game after losing in the championship here in Great Bend last season. Indeed, they inbound. Axel knows there's no chance. And Lebo's won it by... ...for the second straight... three. They turned the is the MSC Sports Radio Network. Stay with us. Some great bits.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Dustin, look back with you. One final time. Great. Sleppy here in a bit. Axel falls to Lebo here by a final score of 45-38. A tough shooting evening for the Eagles, who end up making 14 out of 51 shots, and that is a shooting percentage of just 27% here today. Axtell goes 5 of 20 from three-point land, 25%. They did make 5 of 8 free throws, and Lebo kept the door open by making just 7 out of 17 free throws. Lebo was not good at the line, and they were just 2 of 7 from three-point land, and they had 14 turnovers, while Axtell only had 10, but total for the game, Lebo makes 18 out of 38 shots. That's 47%, which is pretty good considering they were just 1 of 7 in the first quarter, but made 4 of 9 in the second quarter, 6 of 11 in the third quarter, and the shooting for Lebo consistently got a little bit better throughout this game. Axtell led 4 to 3 at the end of the first quarter. They led 2 to nothing with 6 minutes gone by in this game, but 4-3 at the end of the first, and as it turned out, the Eagles would never have a lead again. Zachary Oswald scored the first 5 points of the second quarter, put Lebo ahead 8-4. Lebo at halftime, and at halftime, you had Axtell making just 3 out of 24 shots for 12% shooting in that first half. Lebo wasn't much better, just 5 of 16 for 31% for Lebo, but they led by 3. Increased the lead to 7 at the end of the third quarter, 27-20. And as it turns out, both teams put up 18 points in the fourth and final quarter. Axtell trailed by as many as 9. That was with 5:07 to go in this game. And Axtell pulled it to 3, 39-36, with about 2 minutes remaining. Had the ball, but turned it over on an inbounds play that they struggled to get in underneath their own basket. A breakaway led to a basket and one. The free throw missed, but an offensive rebound by Lebo. They put it up and in, so that was a four-point possession. Instead of Axtell having the ball down 3, a turnover and an inability to grab a defensive board resulted in 4 points for Lebo, which then had the lead of 7 for the Wolves, and they were able to hold on for the victory here. They are now 18-7, and the number 6 seed Lebo in the state title for the second consecutive year, defeating Axtell in this semifinal round. Axtell's record now 22-3. Again, they'll play at 12 noon tomorrow in the third place game here in Great Bend. Final individual stats from this contest. Just five players scored for Lebo. They were led by Grayson Shoemaker. He had 20 points, did Grayson Shoemaker, one of just two seniors, and no doubt the leader for the Wolves. Their other senior, Dominic Reisner, one of the guards, he scored six. Zachary Oswald, the big guy, had nine. Andrew Conrad finished with 6 points. And Caleb Durst had the other four. No points off the bench. In fact, how many minutes off the bench did Lebo have? Two total minutes by their non-star played in this game for Lebo. So they went with their five starters. Of course, had a rest day after Wednesday, and they'll be in the championship game tomorrow at 4. For Axtell, they were led by Eli Brown. He finished with 16 points, made three threes, including a couple of them in the fourth quarter. He was also from the free throw line. Taking 4 of 6. So after Eli 16 points, you had Landon Schmitz with 6. Schmitz really played well. All 6 of his points came in the fourth quarter. Man, he got the ball and just drove coast to coast and was able to score pretty quickly there a couple times, something that Axtell obviously struggled to do in the first half of this game. But Landon Schmitz finished with 6 points off the bench. He also had a team-high 9 rebounds for Axtell. Axtell out-rebounded Lebo 34-28, but it was Landon Schmitz with 9 rebounds to go along with his 6 points. Grady Boosing had 6 points. Brandon Schmelsley had 4 points. Logan Sandman had 4 points. And Colin Shaughnessy held to just 2 today as Axtell ends up with 6 guys scoring. Brandon Schmelsley, just 4 points, none in the second half. Picked up his fourth foul with 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Did not return until 6.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Schmelsley only able to play 23 total minutes in this game and finish with just 4 points after his 15-point outing on Wednesday in the opening round win over Beloit St. John Tipton. Some other stats besides Axtell with Eli Broxton and 16 points. Mentioned Landon Schmitz had 9 rebounds. You also have Logan Sandman and Eli Broxton each with 5 rebounds. Offensive rebounds, Axtell had 12 and Lebo only had 3, but how many second chance points off those 12 offensive boards for Axtell? 5. 5 second chance points for Axtell, only 2 second chance points for Lebo. Game was tied once at 2. There was one lead change. That was when from Axtell led 4-3 at the end of the first quarter to 5 straight to begin the second frame for Zachary Oswald and Lebo. It is the Wolves that hold on for the win. Again, our final score today, 45-38. Remember, if you're buying and selling real estate, the name of the business to know is Be Outdoors Real Estate. Handing residential, commercial, and agricultural property, Be Outdoors Real Estate. Contact them today. We need to pick a player to bank on. It's presented by the Farmers State Bank of Onega. Modern banking with timeless values. Locations in Onega as well as Manhattan and Westmoreland. That is the Farmers State Bank. Got to go with Eli Broxton today as we pick one for our home team. Eli Broxton, 16. Tried to keep this team alive. He hit 4 total threes, and all 4 of them came in the second half. That is 12 of the 16 points. The other ones came at the foul line for Eli Broxton. Had a lot more pressure on him with Brandon Schmelsley on the bench for a lot of that second half in foul trouble. And Broxton coming off his 18-point outing on Wednesday follows it up with 16 more here tonight. Axtell again with just a couple seniors on this roster, Grady and Grant Boosing, and just the 2 seniors on Lebo's roster as well. That third place game is always tough, especially bouncing back early, as Axtell will be here at 12 noon tomorrow. They'll be taking on Dighton, and I think that's kind of the game that most people thought would be on Saturday. That would be the matchup. It would be number 1 seed Dighton against number 2 seed Axtell, but it's the third place game at noon between those teams. Meanwhile, number 4 seed Cunningham will take on the number 6 seed Lebo in the state championship here at 1A Division II in Great Bend coming up tomorrow. So I think we'll have to move Axtell tomorrow on a different station as well, because Valley Heights girls lost today in Dodge City Class 2A, and they play at noon tomorrow for third. They lost to Riverside earlier today, so I think we'll have Valley Heights on 92.1, and that means the Axtell boys will be playing for third tomorrow at 12 noon, and I think we'll have to put that on 103.9 KNZA, our sister station. Again, real quickly, just to recap scores from earlier today, in case you missed it, Riverside girls beat Valley Heights 53-45. The Riverside girls in the 2A state championship second year in a row. They'll play tomorrow in Dodge City at 4 p.m. also over on 103.9 KNZA. The Silver Lake girls will play for a state championship tomorrow. That after a 64-49 win over Topeka Hayden today. So in Hutchinson, Silver Lake girls will also play on 103.9 for a 3A title tomorrow. Centralia lost earlier today. They'll play for third. They lost to Little River 50-42 earlier today in Colby. So Centralia will play for third. They could be playing Frankfurt, although we hope Frankfurt gets the win and is playing for a championship later tomorrow night. Frankfurt against South Gray. That's what's coming up next here on 92.1 KMZAs. We'll send it to Jared Sleppy and Colby for the Frankfurt girls against South Gray coming up next. Also, don't forget Atchison High boys. They have Hugoton in Salina, Class 4A. Atchison boys on our sister station, CARE 93.7. Follow as well as the exact times and stations for our lineup on the final day of the high school basketball season coming up tomorrow. Again, our final score here tonight, Lebo defeats Axtell 45-38. A tough, tough shooting day for Axtell, making just 14 out of 51 shots. They shoot just 27% in this semifinal today, again falling to Lebo in the semis for the second straight year by 7. So on college. My thanks to studio engineer Kirk Kilman. This has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Until tomorrow, stay up to date with high school hoops in Northeast Kansas on the always free website, MSC Sports.